Remember David Vitter? He's the U.S. senator from Louisiana who was caught up in the D.C. Madam prostitution scandal several years ago. He survived that and won re-election to the Senate. Now he's running for governor, and as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, his past is coming up again.
Senator David Vitter campaigns as the true conservative in the race, emphasizing issues that he says line up with Louisiana values. He's anti-abortion and pro-gun rights. At this prayer rally in Bossier City, he decried the ACLU's demands that a public high school remove religious references.
Brother, talk to us.
Well, I think we all here want freedom of religion in America. We don't want government mandating freedom from religion. That's what this fight is all about.
But as Vitter travels the state touting traditional values, political action groups have been blanketing the airwaves with ads like this, reminding voters of his moral shortcomings.
The People versus David Vitter. The evidence shows Vitter implicated in the D.C. Madam scandal.
In 2007, when Vitter's phone number showed up on the client list of a D.C. Madam, he confessed to, quote, a serious sin and sought forgiveness, his wife Wendy by his side.
I am completely responsible, and I'm so very, very sorry.
Louisiana voters appeared to forgive him. He easily won re-election in 2010. So in this year's governor's race, Vitter was the early favorite in a field that includes two other Republicans, Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden and Public Service Commissioner Scott Angell. The top Democrat is John Bel Edwards, the party leader in the state House. Louisiana has an open primary, so all candidates, regardless of party, are on the ballot October 24th, with the top two vote-getters likely facing off in a November runoff. Vitter's strategy is to make the runoff, but he's been losing ground. His wide lead in early polls has narrowed so much that he's now polling even with Democrat John Bel Edwards. The other Republican candidates are trying to exploit his vulnerability. Darden's ads brag that he's scandal-free. At the only debate that Vitter has participated in, Angell turned a discussion of Common Core into an indictment of Vitter's character.
We can't trust David Vitter to handle our children's education. He has not only been wrong on fornication, he's been wrong on taxation, and he's been wrong on education.
Vitter avoids the subject, refusing to take questions after the debate. But as he tries to put the matter behind him, will voters?
Well, that's the question. We haven't had a chance to test it yet.
Stephanie Grace is a political columnist with the New Orleans Advocate.
The only time Vitter has run before, it was such a nationalized election. It was so much about Barack Obama.
Vitter would like this governor's race to be about President Obama. His television ads even link his Republican opponents to the president. And in the debate, he went after the Democrat, Edwards, for voting for Mr. Obama.
Voted for him twice, was a delegate for Barack Obama, not in the hope and change election of 2008, but when he clearly should have known better in 2012.
While polls show Vitter and Edwards in a tight battle now, the dynamics would shift in a head-to-head runoff with no other Republicans on the ballot in a state that has no statewide elected Democrats. That's the challenge for Edwards. He was Grand Marshal of the Tangipahoe Parish Fair Parade. Campaign volunteers rang bells for John Bel as he waved from atop the lead float. His dad was the sheriff here, and Edwards, a veteran and West Point graduate, campaigns on similar conservative themes as the Republicans in the race. He's anti-abortion and pro-gun rights, but he also plans to expand Medicaid and promises to reverse the unpopular policies of Republican Governor Bobby Jindal, who's term limited. He paints David Vitter as a hypocrite.
He's the paragon of conservative Christian family values, and to hear him, and nothing could be further from the truth. Everybody knows this record, and I'm not about to be lectured to by the likes of David Vitter on those types of issues. I have been faithfully married to my wife, my high school sweetheart, for 26 years.
That message is working for Mike McLaurin, a pastor from Ponchatoula.
I'm an independent, but I've been out of favor with Vitter ever since his moral indiscretions.
Still, philandering politicians are not a rare breed in Louisiana. Former Governor Edwin Edwards, a Democrat convicted of corruption, famously quipped the only way he'd get beat is if he were caught with a dead woman or a live boy. Republican U.S. Representative Bob Livingston, then Speaker-elect, resigned in 1998 after an affair. At the prayer rally in Bossier City, Sandy Tome from Benton, Louisiana, says she's leaning toward Vitter for governor. His past moral indiscretions are not an issue for her.
He asked for forgiveness. He's been forgiven, and we all are sinners. Yeah, I don't hold that against him at all.
Vitter will find out if other voters agree on October 24th. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.